Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with all your latest news. Firstly, police have shot a man at a rest stop by the side of the Bruce Highway in central Queensland. It's believed the man has now died of his injuries. The incident occurred just before 11 this morning, about 50 k's south of Gladstone. The highway is expected to be closed for some time and a diversion is in place. Meanwhile, Queensland has a new police commissioner, Steve Golcheski, who served as acting commissioner following Katerina Carroll's resignation, has been officially appointed after an eight-week interim period. Premier Stephen Miles praised Golcheski's 40-year career, including a decade as deputy commissioner.
He is a well-known and respected senior officer in the Queensland Police Service and will do a fantastic job.
A 38-year-old Arundel man has faced a Southport magistrate on multiple charges, including assaulting public officers and sexual assault. Police say the man was behaving erratically and aggressively when he was taken into custody yesterday, including kicking, spitting, and exposing himself. A crocodile authorities believe was the one that attacked and killed a 16-year-old boy in the Torres Strait has been euthanized. Wildlife officers wasted no time in locating the large and aggressive croc near the attack site, destroying it on Saturday. And finally, the woman accused of murdering three relatives with poisonous mushrooms has appeared in court via video link. Erin Patterson's lawyers have opted for a regional hearing despite a faster option in Melbourne. The case will return to court next month. The Swans have jumped back to second on the ladder after yesterday's 53-point thumping of the Gold Coast. Suns coach Damien Hardwick admitting familiar mistakes keep popping up whenever the boys have their backs to the wall.
When pressure comes, players sort of revert back to, you know, things that we haven't quite trained enough. So we'll get to work on that and we'll get it better.
Meanwhile, Hawthorn's on the board in 2024 after a 45-point triumph over the winless Kangaroos. And briefly, New South Wales, Queensland and WA are throwing their hats in the ring to co-host the 2026 Women's Asian Cup.